there was nothing left to do. A group of 15 to 21-year-old students would be forced into battle if there was any hope of defending the Fertile Farm Valley in Virginia. What resulted is an event still commemorated annually. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
On May 15, 1864, Confederate troops led by former U.S. Vice President John Breckinridge met Union forces at the town of New Market in Virginia's Shenandoah Valley. Cadets from VMI, some as young as 15, were there to provide support to the Confederate troops. However, the situation turned critical.
They were the only reserve that General Breckinridge had left. He had said all along he didn't want to commit the cadets to the fight. But finally, he was given no alternative. He sort of hung his head, said, "Put the boys in, and may God forgive me for the order."
Scott Harris, director of the New Market Battlefield State Historical Park, says the cadets took their place at the front of the line on what was the Bush Hong Farm. They began their surge toward the Union Army.
It was a rainy, muddy day, very boggy field, wheat field. They were charging across, and as the troops went across, literally had the shoes sucked off their feet by the mud.
The Union withdrew from the field with the VMI cadets at the center of the victory. 10 cadets were killed. Today, VMI's new cadets, called RATs, are part of a ceremony each year that commemorates the students who made that charge across the farm fields.
They assemble at the farm. The superintendent administers their oath as cadets to them. And meanwhile, the first class officers, the seniors, who have been marching from Lexington for the last several days, arrive on the field with the shoulder boards that these cadets will be given.
Having taken their oath, the cadets charge the field just as other VMI students once did in the heat of the battle.
First classmen join the RATs by their companies, and then they charge across the field of lost shoes, just as their predecessors did. And when they reach the top, they're given the shoulder boards to wear.
It is all part of a tradition that remembers 257 cadets in the 1864 battle who made the difference between defeat and triumph on the battlefield. Traveling the countryside in New Market, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCray.